Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode. As moms, we don't have time for fluffy goal-setting tactics. In this episode, I get into the nitty-gritty of why goal-setting is so important for mom entrepreneurs and how we can set goals based on our current season of life. So let's dive into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Goal setting is crucial for mom entrepreneurs, just as it is for any business owner. But I do find that a lot of moms struggle with setting goals because they feel stuck on how to achieve their big goals in the limited pockets of time that they have. So first, I wanted to talk about why I think goal setting is so important for mom entrepreneurs. So first up, you get clarity of purpose. So setting these clear and specific goals really helps mom entrepreneurs define their purpose and direction. It really truly provides a roadmap for their business, allowing them to stay focused on what really matters instead of getting lost in the shuffle of all the shiny objects that can be really easy to chase. Next up, we have time management. So moms are often juggling a million responsibilities, including their family and business and everything in between. So goal setting really helps them prioritize tasks, allocate time efficiently, and strike a balance between work and family life, because that can be really challenging if you're not intentional about it. Next up, we have motivation and inspiration. So having well-defined goals gives mom entrepreneurs a sense of purpose and motivation. And when it comes to business, motivation is really crucial because if you're not self-motivated, you're not going to make things happen. And with your own business, obviously, you need to have that self-motivation. So this motivation and inspiration is necessary during challenging times because it helps you persevere through any obstacles and not just randomly decide to throw in the towel just because you had one bad day. Next up, we have measurable progress. So goals should be measurable, allowing us to track our progress along the way. And this really enables us to celebrate our achievements, identify areas for improvement, and make any necessary adjustments to stay on course and really just achieve those goals that we have set out to achieve each month, each quarter, and each year. Next up, we have resource allocation. So limited time and resources are very common challenges for mom entrepreneurs. So setting goals that help them allocate resources effectively, ensuring that we are able to invest time, energy, and money where it matters most instead of throwing our time, energy, and money at things that aren't necessarily going to be worth it in the long run. The next one is professional growth. So goal setting really encourages us to continuously learn and grow, which is obviously a bonus. So whether it's acquiring new skills, expanding our network, or exploring new opportunities, goals really drive professional development and allow us to grow each month, each year, and really just skyrocket our own personal and professional lives. Next up is work-life balance. So obviously, with the demands of juggling a business and family life, achieving that healthy work-life balance is really, really important because we want to be able to have a good thriving business. We want to be able to have a thriving business, but also not neglect our family at the same time. And sometimes that can be really hard to do. So we need to be really intentional about creating that work-life balance. So setting goals really allows us to establish boundaries and prioritize tasks that need to be done which in turn prevents burnout, which can be really, really prevalent for mom entrepreneurs because we are juggling so much. So this work-life balance is really crucial to try and achieve, as hard as it may be sometimes. Next up, we have financial stability. So financial goals are often a priority for all types of entrepreneurs, not just moms. Whether it's achieving a certain level of revenue, or you're wanting to save for future investments in the business or personally, or managing your expenses, setting these financial goals contributes to the long-term stability of your business and honestly, just your life in general. The next one is adaptability. So the business landscape is very dynamic and mom entrepreneurs need to be adaptable. They already are adaptable in every other area of life, but definitely need to be adaptable in business as well. So setting flexible goals allows us to adjust our strategies based on changing circumstances while keeping the overall vision intact. So whether that's sick children or children who aren't napping as much as they used to, or everything in between that happens and we need to step up and do, we need to be adaptable and flexible to be able to achieve those goals, and we might need to pivot from time to time to make those things happen. And then lastly, we have role modeling. So by setting and achieving goals, mom entrepreneurs become positive role models for their children, which at the end of the day, like, don't we all want to be a positive role model to our child? I know I do. You know, I want my kids to be like someday when they're older and realize like, oh, my mom has her own business. She's, you know, rocking it and, you know, feel inspired by me and, you know, potentially might want to even have their own business someday. But this demonstrates the importance of ambition and hard work and perseverance, which instills valuable life lessons in our kids. So honestly, that is a huge thing. So when we have these really solid goals and we're meeting and achieving these goals and exceeding even, our kids are seeing that and they're able to be proud of us and support us in that way. So now let's talk about how to set. So those are all the different reasons why, you know, goal setting is so important for mom entrepreneurs. But now let's talk about how to set goals based on your current season of life. So for example, I'm a mom of a 3.5-year-old and an almost 3-month-old. So my time is a little more limited than someone who has maybe, you know, teenagers or older children who are a little bit more independent. While my 3-year-old thinks he's really independent, not always the case. And obviously my 3-month-old is not very independent. But that means that most of my tasks need to be money generating activities because I don't have time to do things that don't convert for me, even if it's something I enjoy doing. I mean, obviously in my personal life, like I'm not going to give up reading. I really enjoy reading and obviously downtime is important too. But when it comes to business, pretty much all I do, everything I do needs to be some type of money generating activity, whether that's like from the get-go or something that I know is going to generate money over time because of the work I put in. So instead of overwhelming myself and setting a bunch of goals that I likely won't be able to accomplish, I like to focus on achieving one big goal per quarter. So I give myself 90 days to achieve this one big goal. So if you go back to episode 10 of the podcast, I talked with Jordan Shonda King about the 90-day planning process. And I'm a huge fan of that system and have been using it ever since I started my business back in 2016. So I highly recommend it. So if you're struggling to create like goals that are attainable and achievable, definitely check out the episode because it's going to help you create goals that feel manageable in your current season of life. Trust me, 90-day planning is a game changer. I could not run my business without the 90-day plan these days. It was a lot easier without kids, but now that I have kids, I can't really get by without doing that. So definitely go check it out. Like I said, episode 10, I will link it in the show notes so you guys can go check it out. But yeah, in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing my 2024 goals, which I know it's a little late, but it is what it is. So stay tuned. I'll see you in that episode. And yeah, until next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.